The Guelph Royals won a pair of games on the weekend before seeing their seven-game winning streak snapped with a Sunday loss in Toronto. Sunday, Toronto spoiled an 18-strikeout performance by Guelph starter Claudio Custodios when Jose Vinicio singled home Greg Carrington with one out in the ninth inning, edging the Royals 4-3 at Christy Pitts. Guelph now sits in third place in the Inter-County Baseball League with a 13-8 record. The hit was Vinicio's second of the game, while Dan Mara led the Leafs' eight-hit attack with three singles. Guelph took a 2-1 lead in the fifth inning on Ethan Hammond's two-run single. Malik Cullimore singled and then scored on two wild pitches in the eighth inning to tie the game at 3-3. Custodio went eight innings, allowing three runs on seven hits and four walks. Reliever Brandon Deans, 1-2, came on in the ninth and gave up a walk and a single in one-third of an inning while allowing the winning run. Saturday, Hammond's bases-loaded single with one out in the bottom of the ninth sent the Royals to their seventh straight win Saturday night at Hastings Stadium. Hammond drove in Dalton Pompey on a 0-1 pitch to cap the Royals' 13-12 win over Toronto. Pompey started the inning with a single, his third hit of the game. Connor Morrow went 2-for-5 with a home run and two RBI. Sean Riley drove in a run and scored. J.D. Williams had two hits, three RBI, three runs and two of Guelph's five stolen bases. Noah Roberts added an RBI and Darius Barlas drove in two. Brandon Deans, 1-1, allowed an unearned run in the ninth to pick up the win. He walked three and struck out three. Royal starter Nelson Mercado lasted three innings and yielded four runs on two hits. He struck out two but walked seven. Friday, the Royals scored in each of the first four innings and cruised to a 15-5 win over Kitchener at Hastings Stadium. Royals leadoff hitter J.D. Williams drove in four on a pair of hits. He also scored twice and stole his sixth base of the season. Morrow went 3-for-5 with five RBI. Emilys Guerrero, 4-2, went five scoreless innings for the win. He walked two and was touched for two hits. Guelph hosts the Barrie BayCats on Tuesday night starting at 7:30.